分析，我是一个罪人，我是一个罪人，我活到暗黑暗的，是耶稣为了我，上了十字架，宝血免了我的罪。我分享我个人的见证。
Dear brother and sister, good morning. I'm very happy to be a daughter of the God kingdom. I'm a sinner, but because Jesus Christ's precious blood made me clean, I'm going to share my testimony.
我分享我的见证。我2007年就来了一趟，住了4个月，我就回去了。我来了给万大姐到教会来敬拜神。我有一次我的脚摔了，那个王师母大姐就拿着药拿着食物来看我，给我传福音。她说在这个世界的有困难有苦难，在这个耶稣的找平安。我就记着这句话了，我就认识了神，爱神，相信神，我就感谢神，我就回家了。回家我大儿子有一天有了重病，我就祷告神啊神啊，你救救他，给他医治医治病。现在医治好了，现在身体很健康，上班了。我感谢神，感谢耶稣。我去年9月份又来了，这来了那天晚上犯了3回病，也头晕，心跳的不行。我就说撒旦你回去，我不害怕，我有神保佑。我就一路平安来到美国，我来了9个月了，也没犯过病，很好。我这是神的保佑。这是神的保佑，不忘了。
I came to America at 07. At that time, I stayed here 4 months. When I was in here, I have a lot of trouble. I have a sickness. But a church sister came to help me. Especially one of the sisters told me that in this world, we will have a trouble, but we will have peace in Jesus Christ. So I remember this word, and all the disease just gone. I went back to China, and after a few years, I came back here.During that time, my son, he was really ill. I prayed to God to heal him. And God do hear my prayer and heal him. My son now is very healthy and he's working now. And last year I came back to America. Before that, I was suffering so much diseases. I have 3 times was very ill. But I remember Jesus. I said, Satan, back to me. You cannot hurt me.And miraculously, I got healed, and I came here. Until now, it has been 9 months. I never have a sick.
我来了以后，我就跟王幸福大姐到教会来敬拜神。我有路梅，有路梅来送我接我9个月。下来就是蔡老师夫妇对我很关心。对我成天拍车，没车了他亲自接我送我，还有爱姊妹给我上课接我送我，还有卢姊妹每个礼拜四都到我家给我传福音。我感谢神，感谢耶稣。你说我
In this 9 months I've been here. A lot of church sisters helping me in transportationin taking care of me and preach the word to me. I really love Jesus and I sense to him.
有一天我闺女在联合国工作，有一天她领导派她到7月25号出差，我就有点发愁了。我8月2号回国，谁送我？我大孙女要转学，二孙女8月初要来上学。我就发愁了，我就祷告神呀神呀，你帮帮我，给我安排安排时间。不几天我闺女的领导说了，你的差出到8月底。我很高兴，我听说很高兴，这是神的安排。我感谢神，我感谢耶稣。 我回家给儿子媳妇亲戚朋友传福音，到教会去敬拜神，我感谢神，感谢耶稣。
My daughter work in the UN, and her leader said,
等一下。
Her leader said that she will be transported to other country at July of 25th. And I was so worried because I'm leaving here to China at August the 2nd. Who is going to take me to airport? And my granddaughter is going to school. Who is going to take care of her? So I pray to God really hard. And God do listen to my prayer. One day, my daughter told me that, oh, the leader said, I don't have to go at the end of July, but at the end of August. And I was so happy because everything has been taken care of by God. I'm going back to China, and I'm going to preach God's word to my family, which in China, who don't know God yet. I really thank to God for everything He has done for me. Thank you.
下一个要跟我们分享的是金佩雅姐妹。Next to share is Sister Jean.
Sister Jean, 我叫金佩雅，今天我怀着一颗感恩的心为主做见证。我在信主之前是一个骄傲的人，因为我从小到大是个品学兼优的学生，工作以后又常常被评为优秀员工。我是一个做事认真负责的人，在生活中我是一个大度的人。我在大陆长大，从小受的是无神论教育，从小就常国际隔起来，不愿受压迫的奴隶。世上没有救世主，要解放全靠我们自己。我们只知道人之初性本善，什么神、主、上帝、耶稣都离我们很远，如遇事偶尔拜拜佛以求平安。2004年9月，我带着儿子来到美国，为了能给他一个稳定的生活环境，我一个人起早贪黑，东奔西跑的很努力的工作。到现在为止，我们总算拥有了自己的房和车。刚来美国前几年真的很辛苦，很迷茫，甚至有时感到很绝望。当时我在想，谁能来帮帮我？是上帝吗？世上真有上帝吗？世上真有神吗？那你在哪里？我那么辛苦，难道你没看见吗？今天我所拥有的和所取得的成绩，都不是全靠我自己奋斗所得的吗？后来在同李伯母的接触中，她常给我传福音，还送给我好多的见证片和书。我从中了解到世上真有神，知道佛教释迦牟尼、回教穆罕默德和基督教耶稣他们之间的不同之处。释迦牟尼、穆罕默德他们都从来没说过自己是神，而唯独耶稣基督称自己是神。他是集大先知、大祭司、大君王一生的真神。耶稣基督他不是亚当的后裔，乃是借着童女玛利亚受圣灵感孕，到处认生来到世上，按着预言所生，见证天父和天国，也按着预言死而复活等等。后来又通过受浸般的学习，知道人是有原罪的，还知道人的唯一问题就是离开了神。耶稣基督在世33年，他本无瑕疵，而他的死乃是担当世上你我的罪，罪的工价就是死，若不流血，罪就不得赦免。他为爱我们世人，为你我免去将来的刑罚和地狱之苦，他被钉在十字架上。我们的主耶稣，他的爱是多么的伟大，何等的无私，是无与伦比的。罗马书3:23-24说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀，如今却蒙受神的恩典， 因基督耶稣的救赎就白白的称义，所以我要向主耶稣祷告认罪。我亲爱的主耶稣，我承认我是个罪人，我是个骄傲的人，自私的人。我谢谢你，你替我死，替我受刑受罚，使我因你能够得生。约翰福音第三章十六节说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。世人必有一死，这里的永生是指我们灵魂的永生，而不是肉体的永生。既然前面有说有唯一的问题，当然也有唯一的答案，那就是我们与神恢复关系，借着耶稣基督那唯一的道路，我们才能遇见神。使徒行传第十章十二节说，除他以外别无拯救，因为在天下人间没有之下别的名我们可以靠着得救。所以从今天起，我要成为神的儿女，获得重生，获一种全新的新生命和新生活。约翰一书第五章第一节和十二节说，凡信耶稣基督是基督的，都是从神而生，凡爱生他之神的，也必爱从神所生的。人有了神的儿子，就有了生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。约翰福音十五章第七节说，你们若藏在我里面，我的话也藏在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你成就。所以我现在要同主耶稣直接连接，与神直接对话，祷告祈求。我记得主曾经对我们说过，你们如有难处就对我祈求祷告，我会担当你们的难处，并解决你们的问题。要不住的祷告。
Peace, brother and sister, my name is Jin Peiya. With a grateful heart, I'd like to do my testimony from the Lord. Before knowing God, I was a person with pride, for I was so excellent in everything.And I've been told that we only can count ourselves in everything. God, to me, is very far. I came to USA with my son at September 2004. For my son, I worked really hard. It was really difficult in the first few years. Sometimes I was confused, even felt hopelessness. I cried out, who can help me? If there is a God, where are you? Can you see I'm working so hard?This is why I believe whatever I have today, including my house and my car, all come from my own effort. I came to know Jesus Christ through Sister Lee. She gave me a lot of books and testimony tapes. With all this help, I realized there is a God, and Jesus is the only true God. He is the only prophet, the priest, and the king. After joining the peptide class,I learned that all men are sinned, and the fundamental problem of man is he departs from God. But God loved us so much that he gave us his only son for me. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I thank you that you died for me so I can be reborn. You are the only answer for our problem, for my problem. And you are the only way for me to see God.There is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. So I will be the daughter of God, be reborn and have a new life. I will have a direct connection with our Lord Jesus.
我现在就来见证我的亲身体会。在我信主之前，有一个问题一直困扰着我，那就是我儿子。大称处在青春期，同其他孩子一样处在叛逆之中。当时只要我说什么，他就同我反着来。如在选大学的时候，我叫他多填几个学校，而他就填一个，不听你的，还时不时地说我又不懂，把我气得要命。自从去年十月李伯母带我进入教会生活，从那时起，我听从主的旨意，每天祷告，祈求上帝能帮我改变我的儿子，让他早点接受叛逆期。功夫不负有心人，我的上帝，我的主，他听见了我的祷告，并改变了我儿子。就在今年三月四号星期五这天，我下班回到家，大概七点多，快八点了， 我孩子认真地问我，妈妈你有空吗？当时我很累，想着还要做饭，就敷衍他说没空。后来可我看他很失望的样子，就问到底什么事。他一下抱着我嚎啕大哭，我吓了一跳，问孩子怎么了，出了什么事。他说，妈妈，今天我一定要对你说，我怕过了今天以后会说不出口。妈妈，我对不起你，以前我小，我不懂事，老与你对着干，不听你的话，不理会你，不体谅你。从今往后我听你的话，有事与你好好商量沟通。听后我也跟着他一起哭，说儿子你长大了，懂事了，知道妈妈的辛苦。看来妈妈每天的祷告没白费，上帝真的帮了我，改变了你，这是神在做工。妈妈由衷的感谢和感谢上帝，我的主耶稣。他还问我有没有空要请我吃饭，我说其实吃不吃饭不要紧，只要你懂事，有这句话就够了。妈妈很开心，感谢主，你听到了我的祷告，知道了我的难处，正实实在在的帮我解决我的困扰，改变了我儿子。从那以后，我儿子再也没同我大声的说话，有事我们就都沟通，好好的商量着办。今天我把我的亲身经历同大家一起分享，只想告诉兄弟姊妹，我们如有事就要向神向主不断的祷告，他会赐给我们平安，使我们不再忧愁，也不再胆怯。约翰福音14:27-28说，我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们，我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。你们若爱我，因我到父那里去，就必喜乐。
Following is my testimony. My problem is with my son. As a teenager, he's like a rebellion to me. He never listened to me. Whatever I say, he against. He always yelled at me, and I yelled back. And after I come to church, following the instruction of the Jesus Christ of God, I pray to him. I try to give my burden to him. I ask God's help to change my son. And one day, on March 4th, Friday night, my son hold on me and asked me very seriously, say, Mom, do you have time? At the time, I was so tired. And I just say, what do you want? And all of a sudden, my son just cried out, say, Mom, I'm sorry. I rebellion to you. I never listen to you. I will change. I'm never going to do that. And I cried too. Oh God, you listen to my prayer. You know my hard time. And you do change my son. After that, I and my son, we always discuss things together. We never yelling each other anymore. I thank God to change my son because I know, dear brother and sister, God listen to our prayer. It's just like Bible says in John 14:27-28, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Give I unto you, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be fearful. Brother, sister, this is my experience. Always pray to God continuously. God will hear our prayer and God will answer it.
我信主以后，内心感到有圣灵住在里边，生活有了方向，人生有了价值和意义。约翰一书2:27说，我们从主所圣的恩膏常住在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。我们要按照恩膏的教训住在主里边。我在李伯母身上特别感受到圣灵就住在他里边，在他身上还看到主耶稣基督的荣耀，他是我们的活见证。罗马书6:3-10说，岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我今天借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们的一举一动有新生的样式， 向基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活，成为新造的人，有了新生命，就过新生活，在神的国、神的家、神的殿、我们的教会里，不断地学习和提高对自己圣灵的认识，做到常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事感恩。阿们。
After receiving Jesus Christ as my Lord, I know Holy Spirit is in me now. My life is meaningful. I can see the glory through our sister. Today I'm buried, therefore, with him, true baptized unto death. That like as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so I also might walk in newness of life, continue learning at church.So I can rejoice always, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks. Amen.
好，谢谢弟兄，谢谢大家。
下一个跟我们分享的是王国联弟兄。The next to share is Brother Wang.
弟兄姐妹平安，我来自中国上海，生活在佛教家庭，信就是佛教，接受的是辩证唯物主义的教育，相信整个宇宙是物质的，神定胜天，精神只是物质在神的头脑中的精神反应，不相信什么上帝。
Dear brothers and sisters, and I came from Shanghai, ChinaAs many Chinese in my generation, I was raised and educated in a mixed background of Buddhism and atheism. And I don't believe in God, I don't think there is a God, and I believe that my own hard work and effort will overcome all the difficulties in my life.
2005年，我第一次来美探亲，我的女儿女婿都是基督徒，舅妈于是带我们去教会。请牧师等人讲圣经。
So it was the end. It was in the year of 2005. I first came to the States and visit my daughter and her husband. And both of them were believers. At that time, they lived in Dallas. Because they are believers, they brought me to church during Sundays, I was not particularly interested in those visits because, as I said, I don't believe in God.
起初我并不愿意去，一是对宗教不感兴趣，二是我还是个不认识神的人，我对神还有许多误会，很多地方不了解，心中有疑惑，对圣经中所讲的一些神迹不太相信。住了一段时间，回到了国内。
So I don't like to visit church because I don't believe, and I think those miracles recorded in the Bible are sort of ridiculous. So after a while, I went back to China.
2008年第二次来美国，我与老伴一起参加天人教会组织的福音营。说实话，这是我信基督的一次培训。让我懂得了不少灵的知识和道理，当时心里很感动，但由于心中还有阻力，最后未能决意信主。
So in the year of 2008, I visited America the second time. And that time, my wife and I attended a gospel camp, organized by this church. And during that time, actually, I kind of received the very first systematic education about the biblical truths. And I was very touched. But somehow, I failed to open my heart and receive Jesus.
但我要感谢神，没有因为我那次女儿而放弃我，主的恩典一刻也没有离开过我，还接着光照引领我学到了一些神的书信。
Thank God he didn't give me up. And after that, the gospel camp, I began to think more about Bible, and I began to read some books about God.
耶稣的一切都令我惊讶，基督耶稣的精神，他的生活力都无可比拟，在世界的历史中还请不到他拉班的生命典范。我楷模，回想自己的信主故人，深深体会到要感谢神，赏我在信主的道路上有了一点点进步。
So I began to realize how great and extraordinary Jesus is, and His Spirit, His teaching, and His life. And I thank God because He is beginning to change me.
从那以后，我的心情平静多了，心态有了变化，生活中更感觉平安喜乐，生活中经常能读圣经，想更好地认识人。我现在愿意参加居民的教会活动，以此来参加查经班。
Thank God, ever since then, I feel that my heart become more peaceful and joyful, and I like to read Bible, and sometimes I even attend the activities organized by the church.
但我深知，神呀，我需要你的恩典。我承认我是一个罪人，我相信耶稣基督是神的儿子，为我的罪在十字架上受死，并且复活了。我现在打开心门，接受耶稣基督做我的救主和生命的主，感谢神赦免我的罪，并赐救我永生。
I know that.I need God's grace. I am a sinner. I believe Jesus is the Son of God, and He died for my sin. And He also resurrected for my sin. Now I want to open my heart and receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord.
我仅仅是重生的开始，我今天虽贤，就是向大家宣告，我已信主耶稣，归入基督，基督是我主。
This is the very beginning of my new life. I am here to get baptized to proclaim that I believe in God. From now on, I'm the child of the God.
我相信，我的生命已不同，一路上有主陪伴我，永远不离开我。我一生跟随你，侍奉你，荣耀你的名，因为耶稣说，我是道路。真理生命，若不接受我，没有人能到我那里去。阿们。
I believe my life will be different from now with Jesus walking with me. I will follow Jesus for the rest of my life and glorify Jesus' name. This is what Jesus said. I am the way, the truth, and life. And nobody can come to Father if not through me.
谢谢主，谢谢大家。
下一个跟我们分享的是马静娟姐妹。The next to share is a sister, Ma.
Sisters, 弟兄姐妹平安。我叫马静娟。来自中国上海。1999年底的时候，我第一次来美国。当时我的女儿、女婿，他们住在达拉斯。由于他们是那个基督徒，每逢周末呢，我跟随他们一起去教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, my name is Jingjun Mai. I came from Shanghai, China. In the year of 1999, I came to the States for the first time. At that time, my daughter and her husband lived in Dallas, and they are Christians. Therefore, every Sunday, they brought me to church.
记得第一次听到时，我觉得很好笑。我想怎么跟我们以前在中国学着毛泽东著作是一样的步骤？怎么听课呀、学习呀、谈体会呀？因为我们那个时候从小受的是无神论的教育。虽然我的父亲母亲他们都知道菩萨之类的，但是我们都是半信不疑的。虽然也听说什么人间天堂、天堂地狱，但我只知道我们人要想得到什么，都要靠自己努力。人的力量能超过一切。
I still remember my very first visit of church. It seemed so ridiculous and funny. And the process was just like when we used to study the book and teaching of Chairman Mao. And we need to share, we need to read, we need to do all sorts of things. At that time, I didn't believe the existence of any supernatural beings. And although I have heard the gods in Buddhism. What I really believed is that I can only rely on my own hard work.
后来那里的教会的姐妹，她来我们家传福，给我传福音。她又用车把我送到教会，参加他们教会的姊妹会等等这一些活动。后来呢，女儿呢，她又给了我一本圣经书。同时我每天看到我女婿呢，他每天早上起来呢就读圣经。那个时候我在家里呢有空的时候呢，我就拿给我女儿的圣经书呢，我就翻开了看看。这样子呢，渐渐地认识到世上有一位伟大的神，人和宇宙万物都是神创造的。
Gradually, because of the help from sisters in the churchAnd I became more open-minded, and I began to read Bible. I learned that there is a great God, the creator of human beings and all other creatures.
约翰福音第三章十六节到十八节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给我们，叫一切信他的。不至灭亡，反而得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信他的人罪已定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。感谢神，为了救世人，将独生子赐给我们，为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上，他留下宝血洗清还愿意相信他的人的罪，让我们得永生。那个时候我就想，我是一个罪人，所以呢，我就决定打开心门，接受主耶稣做我的救主。但那个时候又想，那一次是我一起来的嘛，我想我不能一个人得福，等我老伴，我想等，我一直要等他，等我老伴一起受洗。
As recorded in the Gospel John, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son to the world. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but receive eternal life. I thank God.For giving his son Jesus to us, and thank Jesus who was crucified because of our sin. So I decided to receive Jesus as my Savior and my Lord. But I also thought that I should wait until my husband is also ready.
感谢神，他没有嫌弃我，总是在耐心地等待。到了2005年。我的老伴也有，他退休以后有机会出来了。那个时候我女儿女婿他经常带我们去教会，渐渐的让他也接触到神，他的思想慢慢的转变。
Thank God, for his abundant patience. Later on, my husband also visited the States and gradually learned about the truth of God.
最感动的是那个零八年的时候，零八年夏天，我们跟那个这里的天神教会的兄弟姐妹一起去那个风云营，当时听特别那个听到了冯秉成牧师的讲道，深受感动。就那本来我们好像两个人还没有举止，那个时候突然这一天听了以后，后来就是上台，我们两个人，他看着我，我看着他，他就说你去啊，那我也说你去啊。这个是两个人，就是我女儿她也在旁边这样子，我女儿在旁边流泪。那个时候就这样子，我们两个不约而同的，就是两个走上台上去举止。
I want to mention one special occasion that was in the summer of the year of 2008, and my husband and I attended the gospel camp in somewhere New Jersey, and the sermon of Pastor Feng Bingchen is very touching. So both of us feel we want to stand up to receive Jesus. And we encouraged each other, and eventually we stood up with tears, and we received Jesus Christ.
那回来以后呢？当时我们还没有受洗，因为什么呢？因为我们家的婆婆他们是信那个佛教的。我回去以后，以前回去我跟他讲起这件事，他很反对我们的，所以我也没有办法。后来我婆婆。2009年的时候，他离开人世以后呢，所以今年回来，去年我们回来，我就跟我女婿说，我们该受洗了，反正婆婆也送走了，就这样子，没有心里也没有什么障碍了，就这，所以神等了我已经这么多年了，快十来年了嘛，他也是多么的慈爱和耐心，是何等的伟大。虽然我的亲生父亲母亲。他们四位老人都离开了我，但有一位爱我、救我、背叛我终身的阿爸父在我的心里，我是多么的有福！我要一生跟随他，侍奉他，荣耀他的名，直到永远。因为耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父亲那里去。”
However, after we came back from the gospel camp.We didn't get baptized right away because my mother-in-law is a very religious Buddhist, and she was very against us to receive Jesus. So later on, she passed away, and I feel that the very last obstacle that prevents us from baptism is removed. Therefore, this year, my husband and I.Decided we should get baptized, and here we are. We are here to really to thank God how patient He is. Although my earthly parents have left us, now I have a heavenly Father who is always with me in my heart. And as Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and life.And nobody can come to the Father without through me.
下面我祷告。慈爱的天父，我是个罪人，感谢你赦免我的罪，用你的宝血洗净我身上的罪，并用丰富的慈爱与忍耐接受我，引导我悔改，成为你的女儿儿女，并赐给我永生。主啊。我感谢你，感谢你赐给我美满的家庭。我们两对女儿、女婿及孙儿们都是你的信徒，让我们在你的恩典与真理里一点一点的成长，能成为你美好的见证。祷告奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
So this is my prayer, dear Heavenly Father, I am a sinner.Thank you for forgiving my sin and cleansing me with your precious blood and accepting with your abundant love and giving me eternal life. God, I thank you you give me a happy family and making my children, my grandchildren, all your own children. Please lead us grow in your grace and truth and make us your beautiful testimony. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Next to share is Sister Zhen. Oh, okay. It's a brother.
Thank you. Morning, everybody. 大家早上早。The phrase "the Lord works in a mysterious way" comes sometimes under attack by our increasingly scientific world. For many people, that phrase has become a symbol of society's ignorance since the Middle Ages. I used to pass such remarks as a joke too when I was a kid. We demand reasoning and logical answers, and effortless replies like these often result in jiggles in conference halls and simply disregarded. But the truth is that not just this phrase, but many stories from the Bible and many Christian witnesses cannot be explained by knowledge or our understanding of the world.
弟兄姊妹平安，因为有一句话说，神做事总是那么的奥秘。我觉得这句话很难理解，而且好像是那些迷信的宗教思想、封建制度的那些想法，所以我也不相信圣经里面所讲的那些神迹奇事那些事情，对我来讲都是很奇怪的事。
When I was growing up in China, I used to go to church with my grandma and my mother, but I always thought the preacher too abstract, difficult to understand. So I used to ask my grandmother to explain the stories from the church or from the Bible, but she would always tell me that it was how the Lord works. I guess that's the Chinese version of the Lord works in mysterious ways.
我虽然跟我的我曾经跟我的外婆也到过教堂，她总是跟我讲圣经的故事。可是我要她解释的时候，我总是觉得那些讲法非常的抽象，而且我还是不能够理解为什么神做事是那样的奥秘。
To me, that answer is not a real answer, and I still don't understand much of what was said. Then I came to the States, and I went to church less often, and for a long while, not at all. And much of the Bible was still an abstract thing to me, like a storybook. So this went on for a while, until one day, maybe 10 or 11 years ago, when I was at a church in Wyckoff, a preacher asked me, "Do you believe in the Bible?" And I replied, "Not all of it." Then the preacher looked stunned for a sec, but then other matters caught his attention and he didn't say much about it. But then that's when I asked myself, why am I here if I don't even believe?
这个圣经对我来讲一直都是很抽象的，直到十几年前，十一二年前，有一次我到 Wyckoff 教会去的时候，在 Wyckoff 有一位传道人信息以后，他问我说，你相信圣经吗？那我说我不完全相信。这一句回答使得他非常的惊讶。那我也自己在那里思想说，对啊，我如果不相信，我为什么要来教会呢？我为什么还要继续追求呢？
And this whole encounter made me less religious, or so to say that the interest in religion had left me for a while. But then the strange thing is that I never doubted the Bible either. Of this whole time, I still consider myself a follower of Christ. And there was a force that bonded me to the Lord, almost like a commanding voice.Which orders me never to leave Jesus, even if the world tells me otherwise, or even if I can't fully understand them.
有一件很稀奇的事，就是我虽然是这样子讲，也这样想，可是我却对于圣经里面的教训，还有这些我觉得很好，我的心就是总是神保守我，就没有离开这个教会。
Then I got into philosophy and psychology.Partially because of high school English class, but mostly because of this friend I had. He came from a Muslim family, but grew up to be a fierce atheist. And every time I mentioned anything religious to him, he would give me a smart rhetoric and try to prove to me that God doesn't exist. But he was the one who invited me to join these debates on forums on theism versus atheism. And to better debate with him, I read a great deal on atheism, existentialism, and other religious topics and books or articles.
OK， 后来我在高中的时候，我有一个很好的朋友，他是一个很喜欢读哲学的存在主义啊这些东西，所以他也邀请我参加了这些社论社团啊、参加这些的辩论去了解啊、这些无神的思想。
Some of these books look down on mankind and describe men as worthless product of random chemical reactions, and while other books look up to them.And sees men as the champions of evolution, the pinnacles of species, or even gods themselves. But no matter what the conclusions were, I felt that the general theme from these writings was despair and anger. Looking through them, everything looked gray. Our existence has no purpose or reason, and therefore everything we accomplish has no meaning. And if we are gods ourselves, then why are we so powerless against our own actions?
虽然这些哲学家们他们的都非常的聪明，他们也讲说宇宙的创造或者都是一些漫无次序的一些机遇变成的，可是我有时候就在想，这些人为什么他们自己本身这么有学问这么聪明的人，他们却看起来他们的自己的人生或者却是这样的灰色的。
andThen reading through these, I asked myself, why do people follow these words even knowing that they don't contain any hope or, and only misery? Then I remember the Bible and the stories I'd read as a kid. The followers of Jesus were prosecuted, they were drowned in poverty, tortured, or even sentenced to death and life. And yet there is no anger or hate in their words, only hope and joy.
这些有学问的人为什么他们自己研究了这么多，可是他们自己的生活里面却常常是那样落在忧郁的里面。那同时我又想到圣经里面记载的许多的圣徒还有基督徒，他们为着他们的信仰受逼迫，可是他们却是那样的勇敢，那样的喜乐。
And that was when I opened the Bible again from the beginning. Now I wish I can describe to you how the word spoke to me, but it's easier for the soul to read the words of God than for it to speak for itself.
所以后来我就开始读圣经，我打开圣经的时候，我真的恨不得我能够告诉你们这是怎么样的。可是当我自己亲自去读圣经的时候，我感受到那个绝对的神的话语的不同。
Everything was clear in the book. How things began, who is man, who is God,Who is Jesus and why he came to us and our purpose in the world.
而且圣经里面把这些到底世界什么来的，谁是神，耶稣是谁，他为什么来到世界上，他做什么，都讲得非常的清楚。
The Bible doesn't argue about the truth like a philosophy book, but it upholds it with power. Nor does the Bible squabble about what our purpose should be like a theological debate. It tells it with authority.
整个圣经里面它并不像哲学的辩论一样 来这样子争论，它只是真实的告诉我们的生命是什么。
And the day I finished reading, my heart wasn't just filled with joy, but also wonder and gratitude that God has sacrificed so much for a man like me, who even said that he didn't believe in all of his words.
当我读完圣经的时候，我是真的感觉到神是这样的爱我，甚至像我这样一个不信他的人，他也为我死，他爱我。
Now I understand that a great battle was fought when I was wandering between belief and unbelief. It was the battle between God's Holy Spirit and the deceits disguised in this world. Through the words of men as thinkers and philosophers, God had also shown me the difference between their kingdoms and His, between anger and depression versus light and grace.
后来我就发现这个战争，这个征战，我里面不相信，还不只是我思想上的，而且是灵界里面神的与恶魔的征战，而且他也启示我，让我看到我心里面的那些不幸。
And the reason that I should be saved in the end was not that I had achieved salvation, but because God had won the battle for me.
而且我也深深的知道，我之所以今天能够接受，并不是我自己来决定我能选择的，而是神他已经为我打赢了这场征战。
The change in my nature from then was not overnight, slow, but only slowly as I realized. I used to thank my luck whenever there is a good encounter, but now I thank the Lord, and without all my accomplishments.
当然，这个改变不是一夜之间就变成的。我今天之所以能够有这样子，那也是神一直的不断的作为。
To think back on how I received the Lord's words, I am also very grateful because I was led to Him at a very young age, like someone who's never left his parents' side as a child.
我很感谢神，我真的从小就能够有接触，而且我今天能够被他，不是靠我的功劳，能够被他带领来认识他。
And whenever I meet prideful atheists now, I don't look at them with disgust or contempt, but I pray for them in my heart.
从现在我看到了那些很骄傲的那些无神论者的时候，我心里面反而是为他们祷告，同情他们。
And when I see the springing new churches in China in the years, I rejoiced and thanked the Lord for winning victory after victory, even in such a seemingly impossible war.
然后我又看到在中国里面的教堂教会是这样的一间一间的起来的时候，我心里面也充满了感恩。
I also thank the Lord on a sunny day or a clear night, because how great are the sun and the moon, and He gives us their light freely.And even the smallest candlelight lit by man demands a payment.
我现在看到太阳、阳光、花朵的时候，我心里面就是为着这些来感谢神。而且我真的为着，这样的阳光创造，我想买一根蜡烛都要钱，可是神却给我免费的享受这样的阳光。
So the Lord certainly works in a mysterious way, but it's not a mystery, and there's nothing magical about God's grace.
所以神虽然他的做事很奇妙，可是不再是那样难懂的神，他的做事是很稀奇的。
It's what every Christian should know very well, and that is the greatness of our God, and that He's with us and tells us that seek and you shall find.
而且每一位基督徒、每一位信徒呢，都要知道神是那么的奇妙，而且我们寻找的就必寻见。
If anything is magical, it would be life itself, for God has spent an entire day to create men, while the sun and the moon and all the stars in the heavens, He only spent a day as well.
如果要说神做事是这么的奇妙的话，我们想他用了他创造了天地，创造了我们的人类。
Now to think back, the day I finished reading the Bible, I also kneeled and prayed for the first time in a long while. Thank you for your love, my Lord. Not only did you not forget me,But you also sent your son Jesus Christ to me and died for me. Then you told me that the only thing I needed to do in order to be saved was just to believe. And I kneel before you today and I say that I believe. And I pray that you'll be with me from now.
让我们一起来祷告，这是我很久以来没有这样的祷告。神啊，我相信你，这是因我今天能够信靠你并不是我自己，乃是因着你的恩典。我现在来靠着你的名来祷告，谢谢你拯救我。我这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Praise the Lord。
The next to share is Cindy。下一个我们分享的是 Cindy。
Good morning. My name is Cynthia Philippi. This is my baptism testimony.
早安，我的名字叫辛蒂·菲利比，以下是我受洗的见证。
I'm sure most of the people here know about my family situation. For those of you who are unaware, my father left my family in 2009. I really questioned everything at that time. The first thing I think about when that subject crossed my mind was why my father did it.
我相信在这里大部分人都已经知道有关我爸爸的事情，还有一些不知道的。我爸爸在2009年的时候离开了我们，在那时候我疑惑每一件事情。第一件事情跨过我的心思的就是为什么爸爸离开我们。
When I was a little girl, I had a best friend whose parents were divorced. Whenever I went to her house, I felt she was lacking a very important part of being a child.A father. One day, I was sitting on my father's lap and I said, Dad, can you promise me you'll never divorce mommy like Marielle's dad did? Marielle was the friend with the split parents.
当我是个小女孩的时候，我有一个父母离异的好朋友。每次我到她家玩的时候，我就觉得以她一个这么小小的小女孩，她失去了一个很重要的童年的部分，就是她的父亲。有天我坐在我爸爸的大腿上，我对我爸爸说：“ 你能向我保证你不会像玛丽欧的爸爸一样跟妈妈离婚吧？爸爸告诉我说，当然啦，我不会啊，我保证我不会。当我爸爸后来决定离开我们的时候，我变得很苦涩不快乐。我会回想，当我坐在我爸爸的腿上的时候，他向我保证他永远不会离开我们的那个情景。
He told me, of course I won't, I promise. I became bitter at that time when my father decided to go. I think about that time when I was sitting on my father's lap and he promised me he'd never leave us. The most amazing thing was I never questioned God. I blamed my dad a lot, but blaming God never crossed my mind.
最惊奇的是，我从来不怀疑神。我责怪我的爸爸很多，但是在我心中从来没有怪过上帝。
Then, last summer, my dad told my sister and me that he wanted us to spend the weekend at his house. I became very scared. I didn't know his friends, and I had a feeling they weren't nice at all. I also didn't want to go there without the protection of my mother. I didn't want to leave my home to go somewhere I didn't want to go.
后来去年的夏天，我爸爸告诉我和我的妹妹，他要我们两个姐妹到他那儿住一个周末。我变得很害怕，我不认识他的朋友们，我觉得这些朋友都不是什么好朋友。没有妈妈的保护，我也不想去爸爸那个地方，我也不想离开我的家而去一个我不想去的地方。
The Friday that week, my father came to pick my sister and me up. It was planned we'd leave Tenafly at 6 p.m. I was so frightened of going that I stayed in my mom's room. Time dragged along and 6 o'clock came and went. My father was angrily waiting for me, but I was too mortified to go. Then, while I was crying in my mom's room, she came in with a Bible and said, If you read this, God will help you find the answer.
那个礼拜的星期五，我的爸爸来接我和我的妈妈，我的妹妹。我这是预计的，我们会在 Tenafly 六点的时候离开。我很害怕，我就躲到我妈妈的房间不出来。时间拖着，一直到了六点来了，六点也过去了。我爸爸很生气的等着我，但是我太害怕了，我害怕去他那里。然而，当我正在妈妈的房间哭的时候，我妈妈进来，拿着一本圣经说，你如果读这一段圣经，上帝将会帮助你找到答案。
In a way, my mom wasn't just talking about whether I should go to my dad's house or not. She was telling me to find the answer to my constant questioning. I knew I needed to find peace with myself and with God. So, I opened the Bible to a random page in the book of Proverbs and started reading.
我的妈妈并不是在告诉我，我是不是应该不该去我爸爸住的地方，他是要我找出我自己不断的问题的答案。我知道我必须找到平安，与自己和上帝之间的平安，所以我打开了圣经，一篇箴言书，随便的某一页，我开始读起来了。
Suddenly, I could almost hear God speaking through the Bible. I knew I had to go with my father and that he loved me when I read the passage.Even though I can't remember which part of Proverbs I read, I can tell you I felt touched with God and that He wasn't trying to hurt me. I finally knew He was trying to teach me something through this experience with my dad leaving the family. At that moment, I felt that Christ really was with me and I never wanted Him to leave. I also knew that Jesus Christ would always be my object of trust. When my dad promised he'd never leave my mom, I was a little girl, and I'd always believed what he said.Now, I know there is only one being I can trust. I know I can always rely on Jesus.
突然的，我几乎可以从圣经里听到上帝在说话。我知道我必须和我爸爸走。当我在读圣经里的讯息，我知道我爸爸是爱我的。虽然我不能记得在箴言的哪一章节，但是我可以告诉你，我感受到神触摸到我了，而且知道神并不会伤害我。我终于明白神他正在教我一个功课，就是透过我爸爸离开我们家的这个经历，就在那瞬间，我真正感受到上帝与我同在，而且我永远不要上帝离开我。我也知道耶稣基督将是我永远的信靠。当我的爸爸向我保证他永远不会离开我妈妈的时候，我只是一个小女孩，所以我一直相信他所说的话。现在我知道了，世界上只有一位可信的，那就是我可以永远信赖耶稣基督。
I really believe in Jesus Christ, that he sacrificed himself to forgive our sins. But there was one more time where I doubted whether I should get baptized or not. Uncle Tommy, my baptism teacher, had just given a lesson about knowing whether you should or shouldn't get baptized. He said it was a tremendous mistake to be baptized before accepting Christ as your personal Savior. I knew I'd changed through Christ already. For example, now I was more controlled and considerate. When I did something wrong, I'd feel guilt. And especially now, I felt compelled to Christ. I felt as if I'd matured. However, I wasn't sure whether I was ready yet. I asked the Father for an answer, and throughout the week, I had an impression that Christ wanted me to get baptized. I went to Gloria Ai after the Sunday's lesson in church and asked her if she thought I was ready to be baptized. She asked me why I wanted to know. I told her I didn't read the Bible every day and wasn't sure if my relationship with Christ was strong enough. She told me that behavior can't earn you salvation. It's your belief and faith in the Lord that will receive you salvation.
我真实地相信耶稣基督，他牺牲自己为了拯救我们的罪。但是还有一次，我怀疑我是否应该受洗。Tommy 叔叔，我受洗班的老师，刚给我们上了一个课，关于知道自己是否应该不应该受洗。他说，在接受主耶稣基督成为个人的救主之前，受洗是非常大的错误。我知道透过基督我已经改变了，比如说现在我已经比较能够自制了啊，也能够为人设身处地的着想啊。当我犯错的时候，我也很有罪恶感，特别现在主耶稣基督很吸引我，就好像我已经变得成熟了。然而我不确定我是否已经准备好了我的心，我向上帝求答案。经过了一个礼拜，我有很深的印象，那就是耶稣基督要我受洗。在教会主日学后，我问了威林的妈妈郑秋阿姨，我问她，你是不是认为我已经准备好了、啊、可以受洗了、啊、她问我说，你为什么她问我为什么我想知道。我告诉她，我并没有每天读圣经啊，而且不确定我和上帝之间的关系是否稳固啊。他告诉我说，行为并不能为我赚得救恩，并不是行为好神就给你救恩，是你的信仰，相信了神才有救恩。
I knew right then I wanted to be baptized. I'm really glad I made the decision too, because I know it's the right thing to do.
我立刻了解了，我知道我要受洗，我也真正的高兴做了这个决定，因为我知道这是一个对的选择，就是受洗归入主的名下。
Thank the Lord.
感谢上帝。
The next to share is Jonathan Wei.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
兄弟姐妹们，你们好。
My name is Jonathan Wong, and I've been attending this church since I was born. I love this church, and I love God.
我叫王宗阳，自打我出生以后就来这个教会。我爱这个教会，我也爱我们的神。
When I was younger, however, like most kids, I treated the church as a playground. It was just a place where I could meet up with my friends and arrange playdates.
幼时的我像许多同龄的孩子一样，常把教会看作是玩耍的地方。来教会就是见小朋友，然后期盼着在一起玩。
As I got older, I started to grow more mature and realized the church is a place of worship. God is the creator, and Jesus is the savior to mankind.
大一些之后，自然我开始懂事，知道来教会是敬拜那一位创造万物和拯救人类的神。
Even so, I still really never shook the feeling of my childhood. Until recently, Jesus and God were not really involved in my personal life. Of course, if something went wrong, I would pray. If I needed help in a test, I would pray. If I received help, I would pray and thank him, etc.
不过，即便在这个时期，我仍然没有完全脱离儿时的想法。 在没有与神建立更加个人的关系时，就觉得主耶稣是一种后备力量。比如有麻烦了，我向他祷告；要考试时，我向他求助；得到帮助以后，回过头来谢一谢他。
To me, Jesus was still a faraway supernatural being that I couldn't have a relationship with. I thought I had to worship and serve him from afar. The saddest part is that that's really how I felt. Jesus wanted a personal relationship with me, but I kept denying him out of my ignorance, only contacting him for my own benefit.
对我来说，那时的神就是站在遥不可及之处，可以任我敬拜的一种超自然的力量。虽然神愿意与我们建立更好的个人关系，做我们的拯救，但由于我的无知，我却远远地把神当作偶像来敬拜。我关心的只是我自己要如何看待他，需要他就好了。这点或许是最让我们的神难过的事情。
The reason I really never got in touch with Jesus is because I relied on my own skills. I thought I could always get by as long as I was skilled in some useful area like in school or music. I won a few competitions and earned good grades. I became arrogant and prideful. But recently, Jesus helped me realize how much I really needed him.
我未能与神进入更深的个人关系，想来还是以为在诸如学校的学习和校外的音乐等活动中靠自己就够了。在校的优良成绩加之近年来参加新州钢琴比赛获奖等等，让我不自觉地自满起来。然而后来神让我知道，我是多么的希望得到他，我是多么的需要他做我生命的依靠。
The things I was best at, he took away. For example, at the beginning of this year, like most kids my age, I was trying to get into Bergen Academies.
就在不久以前，神把我自认为最有优势的东西竟然没收走了。在今年初的时候，我像许多应届中学毕业生一样，都希望报考 Bergen 的专科高中。
I was very relaxed.
然而那阵子我却非常的放松自己。
I didn't really feel the need to pray or talk to God about this huge decision, thinking I could handle it by myself.
没有在这个重大的决定上好好的向神做祷告。
Even though I knew Bergen Academy judged students most on the 8th grade, I became lazier with my schoolwork and in turn my faith. When the report card came, well, I won't tell the grades, but I'll say that they weren't exactly an Asian parent's dream grades.
即使那时的学校成绩非常的重要，因为在信仰上和学业上没有全力的投入，临快到申请的时候，在校成绩单下来不甚理想，很一般。
I also knew that with grades like that, I didn't have a shot at Bergen Academies. When I realized that, I was devastated, especially since I'd been getting straight A's on my previous report cards.
我顿感失去了申请专科高中的机会和必要。这对于我来说，作为一个平时成绩优秀的学生，是一个莫大的震撼。
At that moment, I felt helpless.
那时我感到了一种无助。
I didn't know who I could turn to. My teachers and my parents would just reprimand me for being lazy, and even I knew that I had been doing nothing for the first 3 months.
我想不出那个时候能找谁去。父母和老师都会归咎我的自满和松懈，连我自己都知道那段时间没有竭尽全力。
Then, when I realized I had no one and nothing left to turn to, I prayed.
在那样一个我认为找谁都无补于事的时候，我想到了神，我向他祷告。
I prayed to God, who had always been there for me, but I neglected, and pleaded with him to forgive me for my pride and my laziness.
神一直在等候我，尽管我因着自己的无知和骄傲，没有尽快地到他面前来。
It was then that I humbled myself, repented, and accepted Jesus as my Savior, because I knew only He could save me as a sinner.
那个时刻，我谦卑下来，向神承认自己自满的罪性，求他做我的拯救。我知道只有神能够拯救人。
Proverbs 29:23 says,Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor.
神在箴言二十九章二十三节说，人的高傲必使他卑下，心里谦逊的必得尊荣。
Now, 7 months later, the Lord has been true to his word. Though I haven't changed schools, the school that I previously despised, God helped me see that it's actually a good place.
7个月后的今天，我仍在原来的学校就读。神是信实的，他让我看到这个我曾因着偏见不以为然的学校，原来是一所很好的学校。
I have loving friends and a great education ahead of me.
因着神，我发现在那里有喜欢我的朋友，也有着令我振奋的优质的教育在等待我。
I only have Christ to thank for this, however. Without him, I would still be lost.
我为着今天的一切感谢我的神，如果没有神，我真的还在彷徨呢。
He has saved me, turned my life around, and now I have built a relationship with him.
神转变了我对自己和周围的不当的想法。
I am thankful to Jesus, my Savior.
神在我困惑的时候拯救了我，使我建立了与他更深的个人的关系。在这里我要感谢神，他将是我生命永远的拯救。
Thank you.
谢谢大家。
The next to share is Venus Yu.
Good morning. My name is Venus.
早上好，我叫 Venus.
Personally, I did not experience a big or life-changing experience that confirmed my faith. It was a gradual process filled with many small incidents that helped to shape.
当我觉知的时候，我没有经过或遇到很大令我生命改变的事情，其实是有很多小事情把我的信念塑造出来。
I am very blessed to be born into a Christian family. I was able to learn about the word at a very young age. However, these teachings became a natural part of my life, so I didn't really pay much attention to them. I didn't understand how people could be so moved by Jesus Christ's story. Personally, I did not feel affected by it because of the numerous amounts of times I've heard it.
感谢神，我生长在一个以基督为主的家庭，我从小已经学到神的话语。可是我却没有上心，因为我对这些教导已经习以为常，好像生活的一部分，没有仔细的思考。我更不明白为什么有些人听了耶稣的故事那么感动。我已经听过很多遍，没什么新鲜感。
It wasn't until our house burned down that I realized how much I missed listening to God's teachings. Because we had to find a new home and salvage all our belongings and buy new furniture, we were away from church for about 6 months. By the time we went back, it was about the same time I entered the English ministry. As I got used to hearing the gospel, it once again became a natural part of my life. But this time, I paid more attention to it. It was as if I had lost something, and when I found it again, I kept a tighter hold on it to prevent it from getting lost.
直到我们的房子遇到火灾，我才知道原来我是多么呵护神的话。那时候为了找新房子，处理火灾后家里善后的事情，买新家具、衣服、用品等等。我们离开了教会差不多半年，当我重新回到神的家，也是我要到 English Ministry 的时候，神的话再次成为我生活的一部分。可是这次我好像失而复得，巴不得紧紧抓着他的话。
Soon it was time for me to enter high school, and I will admit right now that I never truly studied for a test in middle school. I survived off listening and paying attention in class. So when I had to transition from this laid-back way of studying to more hands-on method, I was struggling to keep up. Not used to the work, I started to worry constantly. I made a big deal out of having so many things to do, even to the point where I was overreacting.
过了不多久，我升上高中。其实在这之前，我都是靠自己的聪明，上课留心听老师的话，从来不用在家里读书，已经拿到很好的成绩。所以当我升上高中， 从轻松的不用读书的方法，而要改为自己研究探求的方式，令我不胜负荷。我开始担忧，然后埋怨功课太多太忙。
Then one day, while my parents were helping me study for a really big test, I told them that I wish I didn't have so much work to do. My mom told me that I shouldn't worry. My dad then said, God will not give you more than you can handle. I sat there for a while thinking about what they had said, and then I thought, you know, they're right. I shouldn't be worrying this much, because he's there for me, and I continued to study, feeling calmer than before. That night, I prayed to God to allow me to open my mind and to trust in him to guide me through all my problems. A few days after this, I decided to trust Christ and accept him as my savior.
一天，为了应付一个重要的测验，爸爸妈妈帮我复习的时候，我抱怨说，真希望功课可以少一点。妈妈说我不应该忧虑，然后爸爸也说，在神没有难成的事，神要我做的，一定是我可以承担的事情。我安静下来，试想他们说的话，觉得他们说的真的没错。那我继续的读书，感觉非常平安。那天晚上，我求神让我能全心的信靠他，也求神带领我走过每个难关。几天以后，我决定要成为耶稣，成为我救人个人的救主。
Last year I attended the baptism class, but I felt that I was not ready to be baptized. However, this time I am sure I'm ready. I feel much happier in common stressful situations because I know that Jesus is there to guide me through. I'm sure that he will be there for me now for the future.
去年我参加了洗礼班，最后因为我觉得还没有预备好而没有受洗。可是现在我已经很清楚，有了主耶稣的带领，无论遇到什么困难，我都很平安喜乐。我知道他一定保守我的每一天，直到永远。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Next, William Lin.
Oh, change picture.
Yeah, shoot it.
The paragraphs.
Paragraphs.
Paragraphs. Thank you.
Good morning, my name is William Lin, and today I'm going to share with you my growth in Christ. It has been a long journey since I first knew God, and now I'm ready to take the next step.
早，我的名字叫做 William Lin. 我今天我要来跟各位分享我的见证。我这个是一个很长的路程，但今天我预备好来迈入下一个步骤。
My true growth in Christ really started a couple years ago when I first entered the youth group. Truthfully, before my middle school years, I was probably too young to really understand all the major aspects of being a Christian. So I just came to church, knowing God and all, but not truly understanding everything. As I matured and entered the youth group, that was when I really understood what must be done to understand and please God. Last year, when other kids my age got baptized,I also began to really understand the purpose of coming to church and everything. But last year, I really thought that it was too early for me to take the next step of being baptized and needed more time to be exposed to the Lord. It turns out that this past year was when everything really began.
我真的在基督里长进的日子是在几年前，当我加入了年轻人团契的时候。我来到教会的时间很早，但我相信在那个时候我并不认识主耶稣基督，因为我太小，很多事情我并不明白。但在这一阵子，我进入了年轻团契以后，我更多的明白我应该如何做才能够真的是接受主成为我的救主。在去年的时候，我参加了受浸班，但我并没有接受并没有受浸，因为我相信，我知道在那个时候我还没有预备好，我需要更多的时间来更多的明白在主里的道理。
It began this past summer when I had the chance to go on the Taiwan mission trip for my second year. But this time I will be going alone, without my mom or my brother. Honestly, I didn't know what to expect because I didn't know if this fact would strengthen me spiritually or not. However, it turns out that it did significantly. During the trip, I was able to communicate with other Christians and had the chance to serve the Lord. This helped me to turn my complete focus to God and only God. I felt like God and I were bonding together better. Also, without my family members, it was actually easier for me to express my feelings more freely. I actually began to enjoy worshiping and praising the Lord, especially through hymns, and actually pray with my heart. I had a whole new feeling towards Christianity, and I loved that feeling.
在去年夏天的时候，我去了台湾的一个宣教，到台湾南部一个乡下去做宣教活动，在那边，这是我第一次自己去，没有我的家人跟我一起。我有一点害怕，我不知道我要经历到什么，我也不知道这在我的属灵上面是会有加强。但在那里，因着没有我的父母在那边，我能够透过跟其他的基督徒来交通的过程里面，我能更多的经历在服事主上面，来更多的经历主。事实上，因着我自己能够来跟神接近，来祷告，借着那个服事，我发现神真的来跟我说话。而我更爱的来亲近主，我觉得我跟主是被绑在一起了，我跟主有亲自的个人的接触联络，我喜欢那个感觉。
After this mission trip, I significantly began to enjoy coming to church and I loved being with other Christians. I continue to enjoy worshiping the Lord and now even pray more freely, wanting to express my thoughts to God. I know that God is there to help me, the poor, worthless sinner, even in times where I don't deserve to be helped.I openly admit that I will and always continue sin. Some people still think that I'm not ready to be baptized, but I know that God has his own plan for me. I know that this decision was between me and the Lord only. I know that he does the best for me. He gave up his only son, Jesus Christ, for me, which proves his unending love for me. I thank the Lord for everything, especially for the chance to know him. I also thank my family and my church for guiding me towards a Christian life. Praise the Lord for all his awesome work.
在那个宣教活动之后，我更喜欢来到教会，我更喜欢跟别的基督徒来有交通，我更能够自由的来经历主自己。我感谢主来是拿他来拯救我。我也承认我今后仍然会不断的犯罪，但主他为了我舍下了他自己，他是为了我。我相信虽然有些人认为我还没有准备好来受洗，可是我相信这是我跟主之间的关系，是主来找我。
Hey, let us pray. Lord, thank you for just being the wonderful God for all of us.
主，我感谢你，你是那么好，是为了我们每一个人。
Thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to die on the cross for all of our sins.
主，我们感谢你。真的是差遣你的亲独生子，为了我们的罪被钉在十字架上。
Lord, now I want to ask you to come into my heart and live in my heart, and I want to ask you to help me, make you, Lord, my only object of trust.
主，我现在邀请你，来进到我的心门里，进到我的心中，做我个人的救主，来引导我，带领我，是我唯一的信靠。
I want to ask you to help me.And continue to watch over me as I grow and help me live a better Christian life.
主，我要求你真的来照看顾我，引导我，让我能够成为一个更好的基督徒。
Please bless all the people that are getting baptized and help us and watch us as we continue to grow.
主，我也求主真的来看顾照管每一个要受浸的弟兄姐妹，让我们在你的里面能够有更多的长进。
I want to thank you for this church and all the church members who have helped us and guided us as we made the decision to be baptized.
对了，这个教会的每一个弟兄姐妹，尤其是在教会里面来引导带领我们，是不是应该要来受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们献上我的感谢。
And thank you, Lord, for just everything you do.
感谢主为我们所做的一切。
Jesus, pray, Amen.
祷告奉靠耶稣的名。
Next, Stephanie Ho.
Good morning. As some of you may know, I am Stephanie. I grew up in a Christian family and this church since I was a child, and like most children, I also learned about the Gospels and stories of Jesus.
大家好，我叫 Stephanie， 我是在这个教会和一个基督家庭里长大的，和许多孩子一样，也学过关于耶稣的故事和福音。
To be quite honest, Sunday school was often very boring. The classes were long and all I wanted was for it to end so that I could talk to my friends. Going to church was a chore as a child. It was never really going to learn and to understand Jesus.
说实在的，主日学经常让我觉得枯燥乏味，时间又长，而我只是想着快快结束，就可以和朋友一起聊天了。去教会就像日常琐事，从不想打算学习和去认识耶稣。
We learned about his abounding love for us, but oftentimes I question that love. Why did he take loved ones from my life? Why did I feel that he did not care at all? Oftentimes I did not feel that Jesus was there for me. I felt alone. And so my freshman year of high school, Jesus was never a huge part of my life.
我每次学到关于耶稣丰盛的爱时，我常常怀疑他的爱。为什么在我人生中要让我失去我所爱的亲人？为什么我总觉得他一点都不在乎我，甚至觉得耶稣根本就不存在？我感到孤独无助，耶稣也从来没有成为我生命的一部分，直到我上高中那一年。
I always know about Asian Young Life since my brother was a part of it and another friend of mine was too, but I could never join because I was still not in high school. Then, when I entered high school, I was really excited because I could finally become a part of it. One day, my friend invited me to go to one of their meetings, and I was eager to go, but I was also feeling anxious and hesitant about it because I would be alone around new people.I'm not very good at meeting new people since I'm pretty timid around them, but going to that meeting was one of the best decisions of my life. God was stirring something up inside of me.
我一直听说有亚洲青年团契这回事，我哥哥和我的朋友也参加过这一团契。那时我还没有进入高中，还不能参加这个团契。然后当我进了高中那一年，我非常兴奋，因为我终于可以成为他们团契的一份子了。一天，我朋友邀请我参加他们的一个聚会，我渴望着想去，但我还是犹豫不决，因为我很不善于交新朋友，在生人面前会感到害羞，但我还是去了那一次聚会，也是我人生做的一次最好的决定，因为神开始在我心中激起了一些东西。
Summer was soon approaching, and everyone in Asian Young Life was talking about the summer camp called Saranac. Every single person who went said it was the best week of your life. I had to go because I heard all the fun stories from my brother and a friend. They were not lying when they said it would be the best week of your life.
暑期来临了，大家都在谈论着亚洲青年团契的夏令营活动，叫做 Saranac。曾经参加过的每个人都说那个夏令营是人生最难忘的一星期。我想我一定要去，因为之前也听我哥哥和朋友讲过有趣的故事，他们没有骗我，那真是人生最好的一个星期。
Going to that summer camp was life-changing. Sure, the camp incorporated fun activities into the day, but when night came, the pastor began to speak to us about Jesus and God. I heard all the stories he preached before, but for some reason, it was different hearing it then. My heart was beginning to change.
参加了那次夏令营，我的生命有了改变。当然，在夏令营中，白天有些有趣的活动，但到了晚上，牧师开始对我们讲关于耶稣和神的事。事实上，这些故事以前我都有听过，但是不知什么原因，这次听了真有不同的感受，我的心开始改变了。
I began to yearn more and to know more about Jesus. The day we left Saranac, the pastor had told us before in the morning there would be some sort of walk that would signify that you would leave your old life behind. I went on that walk with others from my cabin since I felt that in that past week I truly wanted to have a relationship with Jesus and God.
我开始渴望想听到更多和了解更多关于耶稣的事。在我们离开夏令营的那天早上，牧师对我们说，你们会有一个人生新的走向，来显示出把过去旧有的生活抛在后面。自从有了这样的感觉， 我就跟我同寝室的同伴开始愿意走这条属灵的道路，我也真正的想要和神建立真实的关系。
After Saranac, it was unbelievable how much things have changed. I began to read the Bible and pray each day. God has turned my life around and He is the center of it now. Through hardships and trials, God has shown me His great love and compassion. It has taken a while for me to see it, but I am so thankful for what He has done for my family. He has protected us and kept us together even after the passing of my father and grandma. His love has never ceased, and I understand that now.
夏琳之后真是奇妙，很多事情发生了变化。我开始每天读经祷告，神改变了我的生命，他成为我生命的中心。神让我接着一些苦难和试炼，让我明白他的慈爱和怜悯。经过了一段时间，我开始明白了，也很感恩神在我们家中所做的一切。虽然我失去了爸爸和外婆，但神一直看顾和保守我们这个家。我现在明白神对我们家的爱从来没有停止过。
He has seen me through hardships of my own, but not once abandoned me in them. Through the pain and the tears, He has comforted and protected me, and through them, I have become a stronger Christian. God has also given me a sister in Christ to mentor and to teach me. She has helped me grow tremendously in Christ, and she encourages me through her faith and love for God.
神让我经历了苦难，而他一直眷顾着我，从来没有离弃过我。当我伤痛流泪的时候，他安慰我和保护我。在这同时，神还差遣了组里一位姐妹来引导我，帮助我成为一个坚强的基督徒。神还接着这位姐妹对神的爱和信心来鼓励我，使我在基督里有很大长进。
I'm amazed and awed at just how much God has changed me within such a short time. He is the light of my darkness and my strength when I am weak, and I accept Him as my Savior. In conclusion, I want to share this verse because it has helped me through tough times. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them. For the Lord your God goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Deuteronomy 31:6.
我也很惊讶地知道神在这很短的时间改变了我。神是我黑暗中的明灯，是我软弱时的力量。我现在接受他成为我个人的救主。最后，我要与大家分享一段经文，而这段经文在我最困苦的时候给了我很大帮助。生命记31:6，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不会丢弃你。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Our last testimony would be from Arthur Wayne.
Hello, members of the church. Some of you may or may not know me as Arthur Wang. Today, I would like to share with you my story of how I came to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. I was fortunate enough to grow up in a Christian family, and as a result, I was introduced to God very early on. However, my early awareness of Jesus did not result in an intimate connection with Jesus, and for me, church became a place where my friends congregated on Sundays. I prayed every day, but that was mostly out of habit. I had no personal connection with God.
大家好，我叫王博洋，英文名叫 Arthur。今天我愿与大家分享我是如何接受耶稣基督成为我的救主的经过。我有幸生长在一个基督徒家庭，因此我很早就知道上帝。不过我早期认识的耶稣却没有与我有直接关系。教会成了我与朋友在周日聚集的地方，我每天都祷告，但大多都是处于习惯，我与神没有亲密关系。
I began to accept Christ for two main factors that happened in my life.
The first was reading the Left Behind series. Through these books, I was able to understand the power of God. Also, messages of the book resonated with me, and I felt the urge to learn more about God. If you are familiar with the book, then you know that it deals with the end times, and in the ensuing chaos, many people are converted to Christians. While reading the messages that the characters used to persuade people, I too was persuaded to become a Christian. This led to me picking up my Bible and reading it without anyone telling me to. It was a curiosity to know about the end times that led me to such an action, and it was through the Bible that I began to develop a personal relationship with God. 我开始接受耶稣是通过朗写在我的生活中发生的情况事情首先是阅读末日迷途的新列丛书这套书是我明白上帝的大能其中的信息吸引了我让我有破解了解神的愿望。如果你熟悉这套书，那么你知道这是讲到末日来所发生的事。很多人在末日那样的混乱下成为基督徒。书里主要人物所用来领人心主的信息，同样的也改变了我，让我愿意成为基督徒。因此我注定地去读圣经我的好奇心想要知道末后的日子 才使我有这样的心动通过阅读圣经使我开始遇上亲近力亲民的关系
The second influence for my declaration of Christ as my Savior took on a completely different natureOne thing I remember when I was very young at church was that my mom always told me, no matter what, you have to sing the hymns. This was when I was quite young and the songs did not have any meaning to me. One day, I remember feeling the urge to sing praises to God. I got home from school and started to hum some songs that I remembered, and I was overcome by a sense of joy. It was then when I knew I had to accept Jesus Christ as my Savior. This vagary, for me, was a clear indication of what I had to do. A love of...God I had learned about at church has shown up in me in a personal way, so I needed to know God more.
第二个印象我接受耶稣是我的救主的事是发生在一个完全不同的情况下。我记得当我小时候在教会，我的妈妈总是告诉我，无论如何你总要唱赞美诗歌。那时我很小。赞美诗对我没有任何的意义。有一天，我有一股感情的冲动，想唱歌赞美神。我刚放学回家就开始哼一些我熟悉的诗歌，心灵充满喜悦。就在那时，我知道我必须接受耶稣基督做我的救主。这件事情更印证了我该如何去做。我在教会中了解了神的爱，并且亲身经历了神的爱，所以我需要更多认识他。
From that day on, I felt that God was shouldering my burdens. The stress caused by schoolwork and extracurricular activities no longer weighed me down. Previously at school, my friends would always comment on how tired I was. But now, with God carrying my worries, I felt energetic and had an inner peace that resulted from the knowledge that God would carry my load. I now knew that God was always there for me.
从那天起，我就觉得上帝在帮我肩负我的重担。功课和课外活动再也不会使我感到有压力。以前在学校里，我的朋友们总是说我看得上去是多么累，但现在我的重担有神担负，我感到精力充沛，内心平安。我知道上帝与我同在。
I would like to ask.
I end my testimony with the following verse, 2 Peter 3:18. Grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. 我想以彼得后书三章十八节结束我的见证。你们却要在我们主救主耶稣的恩典和知识上有长进。愿荣耀归给他，从今直到永远。阿门。
Brother Tommy will now share his exhortation. Tommy 弟兄来跟分享他的勉励。
It is remarkable that young people can self-translate.
真是很稀奇，我们年轻的人可以自己翻译。
Arthur just did it.
王伯阳刚刚做到了。
And Sharon Chen did it last month in graduation.
Sharon 上次她毕业典礼的时候，她也做到了。
A sister actually suggested me to self-translate today.
我的姐妹建议我今天我应该自己来翻译。
But within a split second, I thought and I determined it's a bad idea.
就在一瞬间，我觉得这是一个不是一个很好的。
If I speak in Cantonese, very few will understand.
如果我讲广东话的话，可能很少人能够了解。
If I speak in Mandarin, nobody understands.
如果我讲国语的话，那更没有人能够知道。
So the translator stays.
所以翻译的还是要。
Brothers and sisters, while we are all rejoicing with these new believers and their families.And witnessing their baptism.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这个欢喜快乐的日子，与家人一同来见证我们弟兄姐妹的受浸的日子。
All of us might want to think about these two questions.
我们所有的人应该想想两个问题。
Regardless of whether you have only recently accepted Christ or you have accepted Him for a long time.
不论你是刚刚才接受主，或者是你在主里头已经有了很长的一段日子。
The first question is, who am I now?
第一个问题，我现在是什么样的身份
？The second question is, where am I now?
第二个问题是我现在的光景如何
？The first question has been assured by God.
第一个问题是要你与神之间的，你在神之间的身份。
Since you accepted Christ as your personal savior,
自从你接受主为你个人的救主以后
，as a sinner saved by grace.
因为我们就罪人是因着神的恩典而得救
，and adopted as sons and daughters，
而成为他的儿女。
This has been assured by the redemption of the blood of Christ and His finished work on the cross。
这个救恩是因着神他在十字架上成就的，而他的宝血而为我们流出。
But the second question will be a little more thought-provoking。
第二个。问题其实是蛮刺激人的。
Where am I with Christ today?
我今天与神的关系到底在哪里
？That is your present status or your relationship with Christ.
就是问你现今你与基督到底是什么样的关系
？I encourage every believer to think of it time and time again.
我真的很鼓励大家在时时常常的要回想这个问题。
Are you certain and thankful that you have built a close relationship with Christ?
你确定你与基督有一个很亲密的关系吗
？Or are you not really sure?
还是你不是这么的有把握
？Let me read Ephesians chapter 4 verses 13 to 15.
让我们先来念以弗所书第四章十三节到十五节。
Until we all reach unity in the faith.And in the knowledge of the Son of God, and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ, then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves, and blown here and there by every wind of teaching, and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of Him who is the head.That is Christ.
以弗所书第四章十三节，只等到我们众人在真理、真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量，使我们不再做小孩子， 中了人的残疾与欺骗的法术，被一切 异端之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端，唯用爱心说诚实话，凡事长进，连于元首基督。
Have you ever had the experience of being tossed back and forth by the waves?
你有没有在风浪中被摇来摇去的感觉呢？
When I was very young, like 4 to 5 years old,
当我在四五岁的时候，很
My father once took me on a sampan ride.
我父亲带我去坐三板船。
Is something like this.
就像这个。
My father took me to watch the bun scrambling festival.
我父亲带我去看一个
抢包山
的节庆。
The boat ride was a terrible experience.
这个坐船的那个经历是非常可怕的。
Because the wave lifted up the boat.
因为那个海浪把船先举高起来。
And followed by a very terrible sinking feeling.
然后马上就下沉。
And it repeated again in very quick cycles until you reach your destination.
就是这样子不断的反复的这样子起起伏伏的，直到你到了目的地。
You know, I never went back for another trip.
你知道这是我唯一一次的经验。
I don't want to be tossed back and forth or high and low again.
我不愿意再被这样子的风浪往上往下往左往右。
So I wish to ask all of you, not just the people getting baptized today, the question of where am I with Christ?
所以我想问大家，不仅仅是今天就要受浸的弟兄姐妹，也是大家，你今天到底你的光景是如何？
Are you still an infant in Christ?
你仍然是基督里的新生儿吗？
Pardon me saying this, is your Bible still new?
如果我问你，你的圣经如果还像个新的一样？
Pardon me, please forgive me.
对不起，让我这样子问你，你的圣经还是新的吗？
How would you feel if today you look back on your testimony 2 or 5 or 10 years ago?
我再请问你，如果你再回顾一下你在两年前、五年前、十年前你的见证。
Or are you a more mature Christian now?
还是你已经成为一个成熟的基督徒呢？
Now there is really no human standard like to a scale of 1 to 10 how mature you are.
我们实在不能用人的标准从一到十来衡量你在基督里的成熟。
But every believer should be able to admit honestly.
可是每一个基督徒，你应该要诚诚实实的来告诉、来说出来。
Whether you are on the right track with Christ.
你是在与神同行。
Are you closer to Christ?
你与神有亲密的关系。
Have you grown in the knowledge and understanding of God's Son?
你在神儿子的恩典与知识中有长进吗？
Or you may admit that you are on the wrong track.
还是你愿意承认你没有在那个对的路上？
That you didn't really know more of God's Son 2 years, 5 years, 10 years after you received Him as Savior.
在两年、五年、十年前，你接受主为你的救主的时候，你与那个时候的光景实在是不相上下。
My burden of today is from the book of Philippians chapter 2.
我今天的负担是在腓立比书第二章。
Verses 12 and 13.
12节、13节。
Therefore, my dear friends, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose.
这样看来，我亲爱的弟兄，你们是要顺服，更要顺服，就当恐惧战惊，做成你们得救的功夫。
Before I proceed, I want to clarify something from the book of Ephesians.
我要说明一件在以弗所书的一段经文。
In chapter 2 it says, For it is by grace, and this is a very familiar verse, it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast.
在以弗所书第二章，你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
So why is there the need for me to work out my salvation?
所以为什么 我需要做成我得救的功夫。
While the scripture is correct,
当然经文上 说的不会有错。
We certainly cannot work for our salvation.
我们当然不能靠着我们的行为得到救恩。
But we must work at our salvation.
可是我们一定要做成我得救的功夫。
After we receive Christ as our Savior,
当我们接受主成我们的个人救主，
it is our responsibility to submit to the work of the Holy Spirit.
是我们的责任，我们要顺服在圣灵之下。
To carry out and complete the salvation.
要在圣灵的引导之下来完成那个救赎的救恩。
Not only realizing that the enemy is still very much around，
我们要知道我们的仇敌是在我们的周围。
But also be aware that God wants to fulfill His good purpose in us。
我们也要知道神要在我们的身上成就他美好的计划。
As in verse 13。
就在第十三节这么说。
We should not settle just in justification alone.
我们不应该就对我们现今的情形这么就满足了。
But we have to strive for sanctification.
我们要为了那个成圣而更加的努力。
That is in learning to live a life that is pleasing to God.
我们要在神的面前活出一个讨神喜悦的生活。
To live out the salvation.
我们要
活出
得救的见证。
Let me give you a very simple illustration.
让我用一个很简单的例子。
Someone gives you a fertile field for free.
有人给你一个田地是免费的田地。
But we have to work the field to yield the produce.
可是你要在那个田地中耕种才能够有所收成。
In other words,
换句话说
，After receiving the gift of salvation for free.
当你接受到那个白白的恩典，
we should work on attaining the spiritual benefit of knowing God's Son.
我们要在这个知道神儿子的知识恩典上要自己要花下功夫。
Paul said in verse 12.
保罗在十二节这么说。
Work out your salvation with fear and with trembling.
我要在做成我得救功夫的时候，要带着战兢惊醒的态度。
Because we have to be mindful and assured that we do not let the Lord down again.
我们真的自己要知道，要自觉，我们不应该让神失望。
God continues to work in our life through the Holy Spirit.
神借着圣灵在我们的生命上继续的工作。
The Holy Spirit enables us.
因借着圣灵，所以我们能够做到。
And provide the desire in us to live a holy life.
能够让我们对着人物，让我们为了要活出一个圣洁的生活，圣灵会督促我们这么做。
So how do we work?
那我们该如何行？
Is to do and obey what the Holy Spirit directs.
是做也顺服。那个圣灵在指示我们做的。
So what is the result of this obedience?
那在这个顺服的结果是什么呢？
Will bring about sanctification.
会带出我们成圣的光景。
Through the transformation of our being.
是借着我，所以我们才能够被转换。
If you remember at the Pentecost,
如果你记得在五旬节，
3,000 people accepted Christ.
3,000人接受主。
What did these early Christians do?
这些在早期的基督徒是怎么做到的？
And do it daily.
而且是每天。
From Acts of Apostles chapter 2.
在使徒行传第二章。
This is what they did.
这是他们做的。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
他们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此相交，擘饼。
There are four things mentioned here that they did.
四件事情在这里说到。
To the apostles' teaching.
遵守使徒的教训。
Sermons, Bible studies.
圣经的查考圣经，还有主日信息。
And they also devoted to fellowship.
他们也参加。
So we have small groups building horizontal relationship between believers.
参加小组聚会，与基督徒彼此建立关系。
And they remember the Lord in breaking of bread.
他们纪念主，在擘饼祈祷中纪念主。
And they devoted in prayers.
他们恒心的 祷告。
Either it's a personal family prayer or it's a church prayer meeting.
无论是个人家庭的祷告，或者是教会的祷告。
We can certainly duplicate, these early Christians did 20 centuries ago.
我们当然一定可以与这个再一次回到在这二十世纪以前的教会一样。
If you do not realize, you should realize now that all these are available at your local church right here.
如果你从来没有感觉到，我们其实教会一直在做同样的事情。
Not long after my wife and I got baptized,
在我与我的妻子受浸没有多久以后，
we realized that our family of four was in one same boat.
我们知道我们一家四口都在同一条船上。
Our two sons were very young at the time.
我的两个小孩儿子非常年幼。
But the two parents were younger.
我和我的太太其实只是个婴儿。
Is we are because we are both infants in Christ.
因为我们两个都是在基督里的新生儿。
But we are very blessed and thankful that we submitted to Christ to steer our boat.
可是我们非常感恩，也非常蒙福，因为我们顺服于基督，让他来掌舵我们的船。
Sometimes through troubled waters.
很多时候是经过了许多的灾难。
Perhaps in retrospect,
我们回头看。
We both refuse to stay as infants.
因为我们两个人都不愿意留在幼生新生儿的阶段。
So my exhortation to the 11 brothers and sisters today.
所以我对今天十一位的弟兄姐妹的劝勉。
Perhaps to some extent to all of us.
也是对所有的弟兄姐妹。
Is another two questions.
还有两个问题。
Question number one is who is going to steer your boat?
第一个问题是谁在你的船上掌舵
？Is it Christ or is it yourself？
是基督还是你自己
？Question number two is: Are you determined to refuse to be an infant？
第二个问题，你是不是定义要做一个婴儿呢
？By striving to gain in the knowledge of the Son and become mature，
还是你愿意不恒心的追求，神儿子的知识，而成为长大成人呢
？May God bless all of you. Let us pray.
愿神祝福我们，让我们祷告。
Jesus, our Savior, indeed, we are an assembly of sinners saved by your grace.
主耶稣，我们的救主，是的，我们都是罪人，是因着你的恩典而得救。
The grace of the gift of salvation.
是因着你，我们是得救是本乎恩。
Through the redemption of the blood of Jesus Christ.
是因着神的救赎。
Lord, this is our prayer today at this moment.
主，这是我们今天在这个时候的祷告。
That the Holy Spirit will help us to be mature.
借着圣灵会帮助我们长大成人。
That the Holy Spirit will give us a desire to refuse to be an infant in Christ.
借着圣灵让我们能够不愿意安乐在我们现今做婴儿的阶段。
To gain in knowledge of your Son.
为了要更认识儿子，你的儿子。
To become mature,
能够长大成人。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
For those of you who are getting baptized today, can now leave to get ready.请今天要受浸的弟兄姐妹，你们可以现在先去换衣服。I will now welcome first-time visitors. If this is your first time to our church, and if you don't mind, please stand up and introduce yourself, and let us know where you're from. 如果这是你第一次来到天成教会，你不介意
请你站起来介绍一下你自己，从哪里来，叫什么名字。 We start from my left hand side. 我们现在从我的左手边开始。All right, right hand side, 我的右手边。 Hello. Okay. So it's Gino and Maria from Asian Young Life. Hi, 你好。Okay, 欢迎你来，蔡先生从玻璃。Anyone else? Okay. Hi, 你好。Okay, she's here to witness Stephanie's baptism. 欢迎你来。Hello. Okay. Angela, welcome. Anyone else?Okay, someone in the back. Okay. 欢迎。还有没有？ Okay. We have two quick announcements. 我们有两个简单的报告。Next Sunday is our first Sunday for the English ministry. We hope you can invite English speaking friends.下个礼拜是英文组的第一个主日，希望弟兄姐妹邀请会讲英文的朋友。The second one is on this coming Tuesday. We have prayer meeting at church at 8 o'clock. This will be the English and Chinese combined prayer meeting. 在这个要来的礼拜二晚上8点钟在教会，我们有中英的联合祷告会，希望弟兄姐妹参加。Please rise, 请起立。We now sing hymn, He Leadeth Me. Please try to remember the chorus. This is what we'll keep singing the chorus when the people come out the water. 现在我们唱他带领我，请弟兄姐妹尽量把那个副歌记起来，因为当他们受洗出来的时候，我们会唱那个副歌。
Let me pray for our dear brothers, Jonathan Wong. Dear Lord God, we thank you for your mercy and the grace. You lead Jonathan to know you. You raised him up in the Christian family. We pray that he will trust in the Lord with all his heart and lean not on his own understanding. Because this is your word, in all his ways acknowledge you as the Lord, and you shall make his path straight. Jonathan, today I will baptize you. In the Jesus' name, I baptize you into the name of Holy Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.让我们为副会员祷告。主，我们感谢你，是你从千万人中拣选了傅瑞莲，你将他从中国带到美国来。主，你在他的四周摆下见证人以及帮助者，在他需要帮助的时候，主你就差遣你的使女来帮助他，真让他看到主你的恩典与爱在他的里面，在他的生活中的每一个枝节上面。主，我们感谢你。主，在这里我们为了我们的姐妹祷告，是主你继续引导她前面的道路，保守她，真的在她的人生的旅程里面能够将她的福音，将你的福音传给她的家人，就如她所心愿的。主，我们感谢你，你成为她的主，成为她前面的道路、真理与生命。主，我们感谢你，祷告奉靠耶稣的名。傅瑞莲，我奉主耶稣基督的名为你施浸，使你归入圣父、圣子、圣灵的名下。阿门。为金佩雅祷告。主，我们感谢你，当我们看到我们自以为我们很有能力，凡事靠着我们自己的时候，主你让我们有难处，但主你更开启我们的眼睛， 让我们真的在我们的难处之中来寻求你。主，你告诉我们，凡我们所受的试探，无非是我们能所受的。若是我们不能受，你必要为我们开一条出路。主，你自己就是金佩雅的出路，在他的家庭难处中，主，你他的祷告你垂听，你也应允。主，你将你自己给了他，使你自己成为他家中的答案。主，他也真的在这一些过程里面看见，是的，主，你是他唯一的答案，以唯一的拯救。主，今天他欢喜快乐的感谢赞美主，接受主你自己成为他的救主。我们感谢你，我们为他祷告，主，求主你继续引导带领他，真的在凡事上使他能够站立得稳，主，成为主你有用的器皿。主，我们感谢你，我们这样子祷告，奉靠耶稣的名，阿们。钦佩呀，我奉主耶稣基督的名为你施浸，使你归入圣父圣子圣灵的名下，阿们。
等一下去。
恩典的主啊，我们真是满心欢喜来赞美你。
是
主啊，因为你从千万人中拣选了黄国莲。恩典的主啊，虽然在他还不认识你的时候，其实你就已经拣选了他。
是
若不是受圣灵感动，没有人能够从那个无神主义的思想，从那个撒旦的征战里面挣脱出来，口称你为耶稣基督是主的。主啊，我们感谢你，今天你的恩典临到他们，临到他的一家，你是信实的，你是他们全家的主，我们为此来赞美感谢你。求主你继续保守我们的黄弟兄和他的妻子，甚至他的家人，能够使他们的福音也借着他们更广传到他们在国内的家人们。谢谢主，我们这样感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们。
黄国莲，我奉主耶稣基督的圣名为你施浸，使你归入圣父圣子圣灵的名下，阿们。恩主啊，你的话是何等的信实可靠，你说当信主，你和你的一家都必得救。恩典的主，你借着黄梅学君，当恩典临到他们的时候，这个恩典就没有止住，继续的流到他们的父母他们的子女身上。我们今天带着感恩的心来到你的面前，主啊，我们知道若不是你的恩典，我们没有办法能够开眼来认识你，是你自己的智慧启示的灵，使我们从那些世俗的小学里头出来。主啊，我感谢你，你继续来恩待他，让他在真的在这个家人的面前，在他的同学、他的亲友的面前，能够继续的见证你。感谢我的主，我们这样祷告，乃是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，
阿们。阿们。
马静娟姊妹，我奉主耶稣基督的名为你施浸，使你归入圣父圣子圣灵的名下，
阿们。
蹲下去，整个人要静坐下去。
们为真理达献上我们感谢与祷告，是感谢神使利达从属世的知识转变成为有属天的智慧，因着主你自己的圣灵在他的里面，使他能够明白属灵的事，能够明白圣经是神的话，更透过主你自己的话语认识到他自己，也明白主你对他的爱。主，我们在这里为真理达祷告，主使他更多的在你的爱中成为多结果子的树枝，是全旁多结果的枝子，成为主你福音的勇士。
阿们。
主，我们这样子祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
阿们。
真理达，我奉主耶稣基督的名为你施敬，使你归入圣父圣子圣灵的名下。阿们。
阿们。
Father, we thank you. Though our earthly parents can forsake us, but the Lord will receive us. The Lord will never forgive us. Lord, please grant Cindy strength. Through all her difficult times, he can acknowledge you as her stronghold, as her salvation, as her rock. Lord, we thank you. Through those difficulties in her life, you bring her to know you. Use her talent that you grant to her so that he can mature, grow in the journey, pursuing you as her Lord in her life. Make her a blessing vessel. Lord, we thank you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Cindy, I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ. I baptize you into the name of our Holy Father, the Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us give thanks and prayer to God for Venus you. A life the sea will grow by time. People call this nature. But we know only God makes things grow. God, your word is the seed you press into Venus' heart. When your time fulfilled, you make it grow. And that brings Venus a true experience of your peace. We thank you. Lord, here we pray for Venus. We pray you to lead Venus, continue in what she has learned and has become convinced of. Because she knows those whom she learned yet and how from infancy she had known the Holy Scripture, which are able to make her wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Venus, you, in the name of Jesus, I baptize you into the Father, into the Son, into the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's give thanks and prayer to God for William Lin. Thanks to God, prepare every occasion for William to get to know, not just knowing you by his head, but by his heart. God, you praise William that he has a heart to serve you. You speak to him while he serves you in Taiwan. William knows he is weak. He does not hide that. He will continue to sing from time to time. But more importantly, he knows you are his father, and he and you always be there with him. He always can go to you for forgiveness, for guidance, and for discipline. Lord, we pray you to make William be an instrument for noble purpose. Make holy, useful to the Maker, and prepared to do any good work. The prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
William Lin, in Jesus' name, I baptize you into the Father, into the Son, into the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we give praise to you. Though in Stephanie Ho's life, she lost her earthly father in her early ages, but you never forsake her. You are her protection, her father, and you bring her up to today. Lord, we thank you. You promised, and you tell us that you are the vine and we are the branches. Whoever connected to you through you will get the eternal life. Lord, thank you. We put Stephanie into your hand. Make her have intimacy with you so all the living water can come through within her, so can flow through and give blessed to all people who met with her. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your mercy and your grace and what the work you do today. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Stephanie Ho, in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you into Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Since Jesus came into my heart, what a wonderful changes in his life. Lord, we thank you. You use these songs that bring your relationship with us alive. And the Lord, your promise, you said, come to me. All who are weary and burdened, you shall give them the rest. Your word is so truth worthy. Lord, we thank you. I give this young man into your hand. May you open his eyes of heart so he can truly know you. Give him the wisdom so that he know you better and can serve you, become a very useful vessel in your kingdom. We give all the thanks to you. We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Arthur, in the name of Jesus Christ, I baptized you into the Holy Father, Holy Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
慈爱的天父，我们感谢你，今天是神国度的筵席。主，我们感谢你，若不是你亲自呼召，没有人能够回到羊圈里来。主，我们感谢你，是你给了我们你自己的生命，让我们得称为神的儿女。主，为了今天十一位受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们赞美你，我们感谢你。主，我们再一次看到你的恩典，我们再一次看到你的爱。主，求主你用着这十一位弟兄姐妹，真的在从今天开始，哦，真的在属灵的生命上面能够长大，能够真的是心意更新而变化，能够越来越有主你自己的样式。主，你保守他们前面的脚步，带领着我们的弟兄姐妹，真是成为你福音的管道。主，我们感谢你，因为你这活水不会停留在这里，将要流传出去。主，为了神的国度，我们感谢你。主，你的名被高举，被荣耀。我们这样子感谢与祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
阿门。请起
立。
To conclude today's service, we'll now sing hymn, I Know Who Holds Tomorrow. After the song, we ask Brother Michael to give thanks to the Lord to conclude today's service. 我们现在唱的是我知主掌握明天，唱完是由我们请 Michael 弟兄我们做结束祷告。
For you know our past, our present, and our tomorrow. Lord, we thank you for your mercy and your grace. By which we are saved. And we thank you that your salvation is perfect even though we are sinners. Lord, we thank you for these newly baptized brothers and sisters. May your Spirit guide them from this moment on. Lord, and may we do our part to help them, to give them fellowship, to give them support. Lord, we also thank you for today's offering. May it be used to do your work. Thank you also for the brothers and sisters preparing the food. Please bless them and bless the food for our body. Lord, and we give you the praise because you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Please see it. So it's not before.